some of the people I spoke to have talked about they're choosing to use educational apps to focus on times table or spelling, etc. Is that the case? Is that what you're seeing happening? And are you seeing improvements as a result of learners being able to choose to engage with learning apps whenever they choose?
I think it's the motivation. What we've found with the... It was interesting for us putting it into P5 and P6. It was a very different experience. And our younger children were a bit more cautious with the devices. It was very much introducing. It was quite structured with Fiona's class. Wendy's class had experience before, so it was a bit more fluid. Wendy's class, Fiona's class... Fiona's class was quite structured, so she would mm-hmm. introduce, here's an app, here's how to mm-hmm. use it, on to the next one, in quite a structured approach. But what that has led to in Fiona's class is now the children are confident with the technology they're choosing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was a process that some teachers would maybe prefer to go through in terms of the structure to begin with?
I think it's style. It's style. Wendy was a bit more mm-hmm. fluid with that and let the children choose and a lot of sharing, children saying, what about this, and suggesting. I think either approach has worked. Mm-hmm. Whether you build it up slowly, you still get to the same end point that the children are personalising their learning and they're making the choice if you open that up to them, to allow them to do that.